to the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
As a farmer, I want a cooperative that's there for me.
Not the other way around.
A local co-op that works for me and works with CHS.
To connect me with local experts I know and trust.
And put a global network of markets and supply at my fingertips.
A co-op that's here to help us.
Own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Well, we've seen our fair share of crazy weather over the past couple of months, and the latest freeze is no exception. OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said the freeze may be affecting the prices.
Well, you look at the freeze and the impact from it. The morning after it, in mid-morning, you had 11 cent increase in both corn and wheat prices. You had 11 cent increase in sorghum prices and a 9 cent increase in soybean prices. Now, if you look over the last couple of weeks, they go back to April 21, wheat could be forward contracted for harvest delivery for $5.47, $6.25 on the 6th. That's a 78 cent increase. You got corn, $4.68 up to $5.25, a 57 cent increase. Sorghum from $5.63 to $6.05, and soybeans from $12.01 to $12.40. So what we've seen is some of that is that increase from the weather, from the freeze, but there's other factors going on in the market.
Anderson says the latest freeze shows that we are in a weather market.
Well, I think what we're seeing is that we're in a weather market. You look at all wheat stocks, projected ending stocks, 852 million bushels, is a little over a billion last year. The average is a billion, 70 million. You look at corn ending stocks, 411 million bushels, 506 last year, 528 million is the average. You look at corn, 1.35 billion. You were almost at 2 billion last year, 1.9. The average for corn is 2.06 billion bushels. Soybeans, 120 million bushels. 525 last year, 909 for 18. The average is 474. We got tight stocks in the U.S., and so we're in a weather market right now.
Anderson said globally, the wheat harvest is in full swing.
Well, right now we've got the wheat harvest going on in India, Pakistan, North Africa. India may be harvesting a record crop right now. Some of that may go on export. The Black Sea area, their crop looks relatively good. Over the last month or so, they've increased Russian expected production from 2.8 billion to just under 3 billion bushels. You got Brazil that's harvesting a record corn crop this year and a record soybean crop. You got Brazil, Argentina, the Ukraine. They're exporting 51% of the world's corn exports compared to 36% for the United States. And then there's China. China is the gorilla in the closet, in the China closet, making all the noise. China now considers themselves equal to the United States. You know, you can go back a few years, China needed our corn. China needed our soybeans. China needed the products to import products, ag products from the United States. They don't need to do that anymore. Do they in the long run and need it? Yes, but they can. Brazil, Argentina, Ukraine, other countries are now supplying the corn and the soybeans and the other commodities.
To hear more from Dr. Anderson on his weekly show Sunup, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Attacks. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Attacks. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.